Two U.S. congressmen resigned last week, one Democrat, one Republican. They are the latest men to face consequences for alleged sexual misconduct. Sarah Cook is a Georgia State University psychology professor. She says the way we describe the Me Too movement is important, and she offers this commentary.
My name is Sarah Cook. I'm a professor of psychology at Georgia State University. I've studied violence against women for more than 20 years, and I've watched public outrage over harassment and sexual assault wax and wane. Now my question is, could this time be different? The sheer number of reports is new. It's also new to see organizations like NPR or the Academy of Motion Picture Artists hold leadership accountable for failure to intervene. But other aspects of this cultural moment are all too familiar. Already, I've heard the terms Weinsteining, or the Weinstein effect. This language removes women from their stories, and it creates a narrow focus on a singular perpetrator. These cutesy terms also diminish the agony of deciding whether to make a formal complaint. Those who have been victimized say they fear reprisal. They fear no one will believe them, and they also feel shame, guilt, and embarrassment. Another way of undermining women is to downgrade their reports from the categories of harassment, sexual assault, and rape, and instead label them abuse, minor bad behavior, or even innocent miscommunication, diminishing and undermining the process of women reporting experiences of sexual harassment, rape, and other forms of assault by calling it Weinsteining allows predators to hold on to power. Describing women's real experiences that match the horror they faced is a first step toward dismantling that power and the structures that support it. If more women come forward and name their experiences, others will remember that bad manners, assault, and harassment are not synonymous.